Title: Simple Piano Lines for Jungle Intros Advanced. Alright, let's build one of the most effective jungle intro tools, a simple piano motif that feels instantly classic, slightly tense, and already mix ready before the drop even exists. This is advanced composition, but the whole point is restraint. We're going to make a piano line that's doing a lot with almost nothing. Just a couple notes, smart rhythm, and the kind of processing and arrangement moves that make it sit over breaks without turning into a messy mid-range cloud. Set your tempo between 165 and 172 BPM. I'm going to sit at 170. Keep it 4/4. Now create a MIDI track for piano, an audio track for a break tease, and 3 return tracks. Return A is a short room, return B is a long haul, return C is a dub delay. For the short room reverb, keep it tight. Decay around 0.6 to 1 second, pre-delay around 10 to 20 milliseconds, and filter it so it doesn't thicken your low mids. Low cut around 250 to 400, and high cut around 7 to 10k. For the long reverb, we're going hall style, decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds, pre-delay 25 to 40 milliseconds, and filter even higher. Low cut around 400 to 700, high cut around 6 to 9k. We want size without smear. For the dub delay on return C, use echo, set it to 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback around 25 to 45%, band limit it, roughly 300 Hz to 6K, and add ducking around 20 to 40% so it tucks out of the way when the dry signal hits. This is crucial in jungle. Delay should feel like vibe, not like clutter. Now, choose a piano sound that behaves in a mix. For jungle intros, you don't need a concert grand that takes up the whole spectrum. You want something thin, characterful, and controllable. Option A: Ableton's grand piano, or even electric if you want a slightly synthetic tine edge. Option B: go straight to the classic approach. Drop a sampled piano stab into Simpler and play it melodically. That one stab, many notes approach is secretly a huge part of the vibe. Let's build a stock chain that's built for battle. Put your instrument first, then EQ8, saturator, drum bus lightly, chorus ensemble subtly, auto filter for movement, and utility for mono management. Before we write notes, pick a key. Jungle intros love minor keys, and sometimes Dorian or harmonic minor flavor when you want menace. Try F minor for weight, G minor for the classic sweet spot, or D minor for cinematic. Here's a workflow move that keeps you fast. Drop Ableton's scale MIDI effect on the piano and set it to minor or Dorian. This way you can play rhythmically and stay harmonically safe. You still need taste, but it removes the wrong note panic while you explore. Now, composition. I want you thinking in call and response, not melody. Bar 1 is the call. 2 or 3 hits that are recognizable. Bar 2 is the response. It answers, but it doesn't fully resolve. And honestly, the emotion shift comes more from placement than from extra harmony. Template 1 is the classic. Root plus minor third. In F minor, that's F and tab. 2 notes. That's it. And yet it immediately signals mood. Program a 2-bar clip. Keep most of the register in that C3 to C5 zone. That's a huge pro clarity rule. If you go too low, you fight snare body and bass harmonics. Too high and you start fighting cymbal wash and air. Mid register is where the piano reads as motif, not problem. Now write the rhythm like it belongs with jungle drums. Jungle doesn't need the piano to be the rhythm engine. Let the break do that. The piano should land on structural moments. Phrase starts, phrase ends, little syncopations that wink at the groove. Here's a way to think about it. Pick an anchor note that appears every 2 bars, usually the root or the fifth. That anchor is your glue. Even if you start editing, filtering, shifting octaves, the loop still feels intentional because that anchor keeps returning like a signature. So in our 2-bar loop, make sure F shows up as your anchor at least once per 2 bars. Then use AB as the color. Keep it short and stabby. Note lengths around a 16th to an 8th. Don't write long sustained piano notes and then wonder why it's fighting your break. Let reverb be the sustain. If you want a different flavor, template 2 is sus tension. In F minor you can imply that ravey suspended color with F, BB, and C, but use it sparingly. Don't turn it into full chords. Think dyads. Tune note stabs like BB plus C, then F plus C, especially on offbeats like the end of 2 and 4. That placement teases the break in a very 90s way. Template 3 is the darker techie trick. Chromatic approach notes. Pick a target note and approach from a semitone below, like G into AB. Quick, controlled, intentional. 2 short hits, then maybe a longer F that throws a tail into your reverb. That little semitone motion feels like tension, without needing a chord change. Now make it feel played without getting sloppy. First, Velocity. Do not leave everything at the same velocity. Jungle Pianos Live and Die by Tiny Dynamics. Aim for a range like 55 to 105. Accents on syncopations, softer on pickups. You're basically faking a player's hand. Second, timing. Write it tight first. Then if you want swing, use groove pull lightly. Something like MPC 16 swing at 55 to 58, but only 10 to 25% strength. Or do it manually. Nudge a few notes late by 5 to 12 milliseconds. If you go too far, you don't get human. You get late, and the break will start feeling disconnected. Third, note length. Keep stabs short. This is one of those jungle secrets. The piano is a percussive texture as much as it is harmony. All right, let's process it so it sits above breaks. On EQ8, do the cleanup. High pass somewhere around 150 to 250 HE. Then look at the 250 to 450 range and dip a couple dB if it's boxy. If it's getting sharp and pokey, a small dip around 2.5 to 4.5k can save you without killing presence. Then saturator for character. Soft sign or analog clip. Drive 2 to 6 dB, but match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. The goal is density and attitude, not louder is better. Then drum bus. Very light. Drive 2 to 5. Crunch barely any. Turn boom off most of the time. We want the low end clean. The bass and break will own that territory. Chorus ensemble next. Subtle width. Amount 10 to 25%. Low rate, with around 80 to 120. Keep the mix slow. If chorus starts washing your transients, it stops sounding like jungle and starts sounding like a pad pretending to be piano. Auto filter is your movement tool. Put it in low pass 24 mode. Automate the cutoff. A classic move is starting kind of closed, like 3 to 6k, and slowly opening up into 14 to 18k over the intro. Add a touch of resonance, around 0.8 to 1.2 for that subtle whistle tension. Keep it tasteful. You want pressure, not sci-fi laser. Then utility for discipline. Turn on bass mono and set it around 120 to 200 HC. Even though we're high passing, this helps keep the low mid center stable, so the intro translates on real systems. Now your sends. This is where it becomes jungle instead of piano in a room. Send a bit to the short room so it feels close, like it's in the same space as the break. Then use the long reverb for atmosphere, but automate it. Don't drown it from bar 1. Save that for the last 8 bars if you want lift, and use the dub delay sparingly. One phrase ending hit with a delay spike can do more than constant delay on everything. Here's a signature move. Pick one phrase ending tail gesture and repeat it throughout the intro. Maybe it's a delayed final hit. Maybe it's one longer note with a reverb swell. Maybe it's an echo that you filter down. That repeated detail is what makes an intro feel deliberate and record-like. Now, jungle context. A piano alone doesn't re-jungle. You need the break tease and a bit of tape-ish transition energy. Drag and a break. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you like. In the intro, use a 2 to 4 bar loop filtered heavily. High pass at around 200 to 400 HC and low pass around 6 to 10K. Keep it quieter at first. You're telling the listener what universe they're in, not showing the full drums yet. Add a little grit if needed. Vinyl distortion lightly or a touch of saturator. Then automate the filter cutoff on the break and the piano together. That shared opening up motion feels like the intro is breathing. Another powerful trick. Reverb freeze. Right before a section change, freeze the long reverb on a piano hit for a moment, then release it. It's like suspending time for half a second. It screams jungle when used tastefully. Optional, but really effective. Sidechain the piano to your break or kick group. Put a compressor on the piano, enable sidechain. Ratio 2 to 1 to 4 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds. Release 80 to 180 milliseconds. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You don't want the piano pumping like house. You just want the drums to feel forward. Now let's arrange a proper 32-bar jungle intro, DJ-friendly and evolving without adding a ton of notes. Bars 1 to 8, establish mood, piano motif, pretty dry, mostly room reverb, add a bit of atmosphere, noise, vinyl, distant siren, whatever fits the vibe, but heap space. Bars 9 to 16, add movement, bring in the filtered break loop quietly, open the piano filter slightly, add a single dub echo on phrase-ending notes, not on everything. Bars 17 to 24. Tension and variation. This is where you prove it's arranged, not looped. Use one of your variations. Remove one keynote to create space, or shift up an octave for one bar to lift energy. You can also do motif displacement. Duplicate the clip and shift all notes forward by an eighth note for one phrase, or back by a 16th. Same pitches. Totally new feel. Increase the long reverb send gradually here, but keep it filtered so it doesn't smear the snare area. Bars 25 to 32, pre-drop. Let the break get louder and less filtered. Now a counterintuitive pro move. Make the piano narrower right before the drop. Reduce chorus width, maybe even slightly reduce saturation in the final two bars. That density dip creates a vacuum, and the drop hits harder. For the last bar, choose your ending, either a hard stop or a reverb swell. A classic is muting the piano on beat 4 and letting one delayed hit ring into the drop. That tiny moment of absence is pure tension. Workflow-wise, keep it simple. Make a single 2-bar MIDI clip, duplicate it across the intro, and create 3 or 4 clip variations. Variation 1. Less notes, more space. Variation 2. Octave lift for 1 bar. Variation 3. Turnaround, where the final note changes to lead into the drop. And if you want the advanced set, add a grace note flick, a super short note, a semitone below the target, place 10 to 25 milliseconds before the main hit, with lower velocity. It's a controlled ornament that survives processing and feels human. If you want one more level of polish, try mid-side control. Put EQ8 in M/S mode and high pass the sides up to 250 to 500 Hz. That keeps the center strong and stops low-mid stereo haze, which is a big reason intros fall apart on club systems. Also, if you're chasing that found footage feel, try a tiny bit of redux in parallel after saturation. Keep it subtle. Think 12 to 14 bits. Slight sample rate reduction. Blend it in quietly so it's texture, not destruction. And when you've got the motif working, consider resampling. Freeze and flatten the piano to audio. Drop it into simpler, and now you've got consistent tone and that hardware-ish stability. Add the tiniest tape wobble with chorus ensemble at a very low rate, and use clip fades to soften attacks on a few hits. Audio editing often gets you to 90s record faster than endless MIDI tweaking. Let's cover the common traps, because these are the ones that ruin intros. First, too many notes. If it starts sounding like a piano piece, you lost the jungle identity. Minimal is the flex here. Second, uncontrolled low mids. This audio version is shortened for playback.